This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land. Earlier this year, Guardian Australia released a 7-part investigative series into the life and ambition of Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. It's deeply researched and reported and was nominated for a Walkley Award and named one of Apple's best podcasts of 2025. And since its release, Gina herself continues to be in the news. Like when her company claimed helicopter pads are a necessity of modern business. Or when she was spotted at Donald Trump's Halloween party. So if you missed it the first time, here it is again. Gina.
Do you think there would be enough money in the universe to make a person like Gina Rinehart feel secure?
I mean, billionaires have extraordinary political power, and in watching Gina Rinehart exercise that power is a formidable thing.
Over the past 6 episodes, we've spent a lot of time talking about Gina Rinehart's past, her upbringing, and how her and her family have moved through the country and the world, how they've changed it for the better and for the worse. We've heard from her supporters and her detractors, her friends and her family. We heard about how her family are said to have started the iron ore industry in Australia, her family legal sagas and her support of Australian athletes. But in this episode, we turn to what Gina and her company, Hancock Prospecting, are doing now.
It's quite incredible to watch a billionaire at work. I mean, they have more resources than other people. They have more access to political power than other people. And they use all of these tools.
They're just trying to be their best industrial selves. Everybody else is getting in their way. I can see why that narrative would be appealing to somebody like Gina Rinehart.
From Guardian Australia, I'm Sarah Martin, and this is Gina, a podcast series about Australia's richest person.
It's sad, but we've seen this story before. I mean, this is Citizen Kane. There are figures from Homer. You know, you can change the uniforms, you can change the time stamp. This is an ancient story.